The fate of the Nigerian girls remains front and center for the international media. They're being pushed in part by the prominence of the story on social media, and that's being pushed by the Bring Back Our Girls hashtag. But not everyone believes all this global attention is a good thing.
I'm really not against this outrage, because how can you not be outraged? It's obviously an awful human tragedy. But just sort of waving technology or waving soldiers or sending soldiers unilaterally or just kind of making a big public relations campaign out of it ourselves, I don't think that's helpful.
That's Zeynep Tufekci of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We speak with her regularly about issues related to the internet and society. And Tufekci says the global hashtag campaign may be helping to make this crisis even more complex.
Internationalizing in this manner, especially if it becomes wrapped up in sort of these larger questions of, say, Al-Qaeda or other topics that aren't really related to this problem at hand, it can potentially create an environment in which the girls' lives and the future of, you know, people in that region are more in peril, because now all of a sudden they have become pawns in a bigger game, and this group, this terrorist group, Boko Haram, is now reeled in, quote-unquote, the great Satan. And what would be dangerous is if policy gets overdetermined by people with other agendas, with big powers, and in ways that don't empower Nigerians, who are the only people who can solve this problem.
Do you think the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls campaign has been driving policy?
The hashtag campaign has been somewhat driving policy. Just this morning in an online publication, Politico, which is read widely in Washington, D.C., I read an article that was saying Boko Haram is connected to the Benghazi and it's connected to Al-Qaeda. This should be all part of this global war on terror. And I was just shaking my head, to be honest, somewhat scared that a local problem that Nigerians can only solve can be so quickly wrapped up into people's domestic agendas for what they want done. And if that kind of thinking takes hold, it'll be bad for Nigeria, it'll be bad for the United States, because once again, it's a local problem that can only be solved by Nigerians.
I mean, if you look at the narrative of the hashtag, though, it's not like Nigerians planned this out. It seemed to start there and then got picked up by the likes of Michelle Obama and Malala Yousafzai and then female senators on Capitol Hill. And then things started and seemed to get kicked in to high gear at the White House and this now military attention with Nigeria. I mean, could you argue that this attention could ultimately weaken Boko Haram?
The attention within Nigeria and the condemnation could definitely weaken Boko Haram. Attention has been known to smother terrorist groups. You know, in Egypt, a Luxor bombing by an Islamic terrorist group was so loudly condemned within Egypt that the group just lost all support. In Turkey, Al-Qaeda bombings, one of a synagogue, were condemned so loudly within Turkey that, you know, it just kind of ended any propaganda effort Al-Qaeda might have tried in the country. What's dangerous is that the kind of attention that can smother Boko Haram, which is attention within Nigeria, and of course global condemnation is fine, could be countered if they get a new unpopular enemy that they can pretend they're fighting against, or that they can create this, you know, look, we're fighting the quote-unquote great Satan, we're fighting the United States, because that's a whole different ballgame. And I don't think that has worked out very well for anybody, including the United States in the past. In the recent past, we have the examples in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I would fear if this very well-meaning hashtag campaign would be taken to create the basis of the kind of policies that have not been good in the past.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. We were speaking with a woman, a Nigerian woman in the capital, Abuja, last week, who was getting these frantic text messages from her sister, who was further north in Nigeria. And her sister was terrified about the arrival of Americans, clearly associating help from the West with kind of big danger, as in Afghanistan. If Americans go in, even if there are no boots on the ground, then there's going to be a ground war. That was kind of her connection.
Well, that's right. Part of the thing is, in the United States, we have this habit of starting history from yesterday, whereas the rest of the world has a longer memory. The Iraq War is not a long time ago. And yes, you know, we had a change in administration. But for most of the people around the world, they're just looking at previous Western interventions. And none of those ended well in recent history. So I'm not against the United States or United Kingdom or any other power doing reasonable steps that can help the Nigerian government as directed by the Nigerian government under an international framework. But if we just sort of go in almost expecting to be a Robocop to save the world, we're just going to make things worse for everyone involved.
Where do you think this leaves the average person outside Nigeria, though, who wants to do something?
The do something impulse, especially in crimes against humanity, is a great one. And what has to be realized is the real do something is between the crises. Once the crisis hits, whatever international mechanisms we have put in place are the only ones we have. And the obvious problem is that we don't have enough and they're not functioning in a healthy way. You know, whenever something happens, we just turn to big powers and say, oh, could you do something? Maybe could your military do something? Well, you know, this is the problem. The do something, the impulse needs to be taken and applied between the crises so that the next time something horrible happens, and unfortunately, horrible things will happen in the future. They've happened in the past. This doesn't start with the hashtag, doesn't end with when the hashtag stops trending. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot to be done to support girls' education worldwide. There's a lot to be done to create the kind of international structures that can deal with these kinds of problems. There's a lot to help Nigerians. There's a lot to help us. It's just the moment of crisis is usually the worst one to try to do something new, because if you don't have the tools by then, you know, your house is flooded, your house is on fire, and you don't have the tools, you don't have the fire extinguisher, that doesn't put you in a good place. The question should be, how do we get our hands on a fire extinguisher for the next time?
I'm just curious, news you can use, Zainab, to retweet or not to retweet? What do we do at this point?
I would retweet in the sense, I would say, let Nigerians handle this. I would try to have the conversation. Talking about it is not going to harm people, but asking, you know, our government that is not involved, you know, is not selected by Nigerians, just do something. It sounds reasonable. You know, we're a powerful country. Shouldn't we be able to do something? But once again, given the history and given the context, that's not the best impulse. Our question should be, how do we create a world in which something can be done? And that's just not going to happen overnight.
Zainab Tufekci at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thanks very much, as always.
Thank you.